It's CJ at the Movies on New HD.
I'm Christopher Zweig, and today on CJ at the Movies, I review the long-awaited 14th season of Mike Judge's other hit animated series, King of the Hill, which has just released all 10 episodes on Hulu and now takes place during Bobby's young adulthood. Judge is back as the voice of Hank Hill, as well as Kathy Nae Jimmy as his wife Peggy, and they return to Harlem, Texas after living in Saudi Arabia. They both struggle to adapt with how the 2020s has changed America. Pamela Adlon is back as Hank and Peggy's boy Bobby, who is 21 years old and owns a restaurant now. The last episode the late Johnny Hardwick does as the voice of one of Hank's friends, Dale, is when he helps Peggy deal with a bed bug situation. From that point on, he's now voiced by series regular Toby Huss. And the last episode the late Jonathan Josh voices as John Redcorn is the last episode, which regards a stock market investment. Co-created by Greg Daniels, King of the Hill is back with the same humor and social and political commentary as when it premiered in 1997. Like Judge's other adult cartoon, Beavis and Butthead, the characters are able to survive the 2020s with their energy and spirits. Here, they're also able to grow and develop, especially Bobby and his childhood girlfriend Connie. I haven't seen every episode of the show before, but I have seen enough to acknowledge and enjoy the zaniness and honesty in Judge's characters, and the new season continues that. 3.5 stars. For more of my reviews, please go to cjatthemovies.com, and you can also check out my Instagram page for some cool stuff too. I'm Christopher Zweig. Stay safe, and I'll see you at the movies.